Hello everyone and welcome to Cooking with Positivity. I am your host, Zakiya McCoy. Here at Cooking with Positivity, we like to focus on positivity leading to success, whether that be in your business, in your love life, or in your everyday decision making. I'm going to go ahead and kick us off with our positivity poem for the month. Spring is up and it's stuck. Just like spring cleaning, just like self-care, just like getting your hair done, just like outside in the air. Spring is up and it's stuck. Just like a new wardrobe, just like business investments. Spring is up and it's stuck. It's time to get fresh. It's time for something new. It's time to be a better, clearer you. Hey you guys, you know Talkadish. We are back in full effect with Talkadish, as you heard. But we are not going live on Facebook anymore. So I guess you guys are wondering, how can you engage with us rather than comment on the video after it comes out? You can be a part of the video. You can be a part of Talkadish. All you have to do is subscribe right here on Cooking with Positivity for $1.99, and you can Talkadish with us. You can come on and possibly be joined into the episode. You can definitely comment with us throughout the episode. But we'll get your voice and your opinion and your thoughts. But you have to subscribe. Again, it's $1.99. So make sure you guys hit that subscribe button for not only an opportunity to be on Talkadish, but so much more content, so much more fun, so much more Cooking with Positivity. Unfiltered. So make sure you hit that subscribe button.
No money, you cannot afford not to jump on this thing. Why? So good. And also, on top of that, when you purchase the ebook, you get the ebook, you read it, whatnot, so forth, you pick out the companies that you want to write for. You can make money three ways with this with this digital product. You can sell it yourself,
right?
Because LR writes. So you can sell it yourself. You can personalize it, make it yours. You know, just the first cover of the book. Put your name on it. That's one way you can make money. The second way you can make money is playing games. They're going to pay you for that. They're going to give you the money to play the games. And when you win the game, you're able to cash out on the money. And I'm talking about real money.
Yes.
And the third way is writing for moolah. So you have three different ways to make this money.
Okay.
And it's easy. And you don't have to do nothing but write. If you don't want to play no games, right. You do the math. You write your own paycheck. You figure out, okay, I want to do, you know, so many a week. I just want to make $1,000 a week. Do that. Oh, I want to make $2,000 a week. Do that. Oh, I want to make $9,000 a month. Do that too. If the choice is yours. And that kind of money, you can kick back. You can, especially if you don't have a job and you cool right now and you're in a good position, you don't have a job, you're chilling, you don't want to go work a 9-to-5, this will get you over. You go ahead and do the $9,000 months. You can just kick on back for a few months. More than a few, if you say, okay, I'm going to just live off of $3,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? You can kick back for about 6 months.
Or if you're a podcast host. Listen.
Yeah, you can just kick, you know, you can just do your thing. You can just live your best life, you know. So I'm just saying, y'all, if you're ready to buy the digital product, you can get it from Zakiya or myself.
Or Lisa, yeah.
And we'll also, when you join, we're going to invite you to the community where...
Hey, you. Yeah, you. You listening to this podcast right now, listening to this episode right now, be sure to share it with your family and friends. Be sure to show your support for Cooking with Positivity by not only playing our games, but joining in on our discussion and answering our music trivia, participating in things we have going on. Help us spread this positive movement. Yeah, you. You who are listening to this podcast right now, be sure to go support Cooking with Positivity by subscribing, sharing, and participating.
Hey family, do you participate in self-care from head to toe? Mary Kay is your one-stop shop. From our amazing Time-Wise skincare sets, satin body lotions and whipped creams, body washes, and colorful palettes, just to name a few. We got you covered. Mary Kay is also a great opportunity if you want to supplement your income or even take it a step further and fire your boss. To be a part of a winning team, let's connect. Comment Mary Kay on our Facebook page, Cooking with Positivity, for listeners and guest connection. Peace.
Do you want to become a CWP VIP? I know you're like, what does that mean? That means promote your products, your books, your business right here on Cooking with Positivity. For only $100, you can do that for an entire month. And what you get is a visual to share on your social media, along with a post every day on our social media of your run. And you get your interview. And you get new people with eyes on your product or business. Who can beat that? Contact us today to become a CWP VIP.
As we are joined by our new family member, artist extraordinaire, Kingsley. Kingsley, how are you today?
I'm so wonderful. It's a good Monday.
It is. Now, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I am an indie alt pop artist by night. By day, I own a brand agency, and I just do a lot of creative stuff. I literally say, like, a dope girl doing dope things.
Okay.
That's my spiel.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Now, how did you get into music? Was it always a passion of yours, or was it, like, you know, something you happened upon and was like, I'm good at this?
I have, like, the normal story. I did a talent show in third grade, and I sang Fallen by Alicia Keys, which I don't think a third grader should ever sing. I did not win.
Okay.
You know, that's a hard song. But when I took my first breath to, like, sing the note, I went into this thing that I now know is called flow state. And when I tell you, it was just me in this room, and it just felt close to home. And I've just been chasing that feeling ever since then. And I absolutely love it and adore it. I now know it's flow state, but it was a beautiful feeling that I experienced in third grade, and it felt like home.
Oh, that is amazing. That's funny. That's when I discovered I like poetry. But
yeah,
it's
usually that third grade mark, you know? It's like,
yeah.
It makes sense how you stumble into it, but it makes sense, you know?
Yes. Now, can you tell everybody where you're from?
I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay.
That's the burb area. Yeah, so south side was where I was born, but my parents moved us out to the burbs, and they've been in the suburbs for about 25 years now.
Okay. Now, when you first decided you wanted to be a musician? Did your parents support you? Or was it like a, okay, this is a fun hobby?
I would say both. They supported me, but I don't think they kind of grasped. So I was in a band with my sisters called Heartfilled, and my mom books us a show, and, you know, we self-taught, you know, instruments. Like, my sister played guitar. We learned how to harmonize.
Okay.
And then, you know, the band broke up because we weren't ready to practice.
Oh, wow.
And, okay. No, we weren't. We were. I was, but my sisters were. And so after that, I, like, begged my parents to get the studio, because my uncle had worked for labels, and, you know, I was like, please give me this one studio program. I don't even know if they use Live 8 anymore, but it was Live 8. I recorded a song with my older sister, and my mom was like, wow, this is actually really good. We got my brother to rap on it, and I played piano. We got some strings, and my uncle ended up mixing it for us, and my mom created this artwork, and we put it on iTunes. It was like my first, like, release in 2011. It was my senior year. And I was like, okay, this is dope. I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to turn 18. I'm going to go to L.A. And my parents were like, LOL, you're going to go to college. If you want to do music, study music education. So they won, obviously. And so I went to college for music. But I ended up getting 2 degrees. I got a business administration and vocal performance.
I think that's amazing. I think that's so smart. For one, you kept it all in the family. For two, you understand not only the music, but the business aspect of it. That's awesome.
It was a blessing. I was kicking and screaming on my way to college.
I'm quite sure. Now, how was your college life? You know, did you enjoy college once you got there?
I'm a very truthful Aries, so no, I did not enjoy the first 2 years. I ended up going to a school that wasn't for me. I did track and field. It was a private school, and, you know, when you go to a school full of 3,000 kids, and the minority group is smaller than the international group, it's a learning curve, and I just didn't enjoy that, so I ended up transferring and not doing track anymore. So I had all this free time on my hands. I'm like, let me get a second major, because what else would you do? You know, I love being busy. And so when I transferred, my school originally, the School of Business, was like, you can't do this in, you know, 3 years. You got to do it in 4, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, I'm going to do it in 3. So it's a little crazy. And I lucked out. I ended up, the person who built the business school, it's Garcia Mahal, he ended up being an adjunct professor, and I had taken, and he ended up mentoring me during my 3 years there, and I ended up, you know, starting an a cappella group, and, like, breaking all these rules. For my senior recital, I sang a Take Me to Church by Hozier, and not all opera songs, because that's not what I wanted to do. So my graduating from NIU was such a blessing, because I just got to create the path that I wanted. If it wasn't there, I just figured out, like, the resource, like, who's going to say yes to me, and I will find the yes person.
Okay.
And from there, it kind of, like, shapes my brain for making my ways in the world. Like, if it's not there, I'll figure it out. So that part I'm really thankful for. As the, you know, doing that much work in 3 years, you know, I should have listened to them and did it in 4, but I didn't want to be in college for 6 years, so I was like, I'm going to do this in 5. So, yeah, I definitely should have taken my time, because it was the most stress I'd ever had in my entire life.
Oh, I can imagine. I tried college a few different times.
Yeah, it's just the hoops, you know? It doesn't actually make sense. You're just jumping through hoops.
Oh, man. Now, musically, how would you describe your style of music?
Yeah, so my sound, it's like the first sip of champagne.
Oh, okay. Now,
yeah.
That's interesting. First interesting description. Love it. now, who inspires you? Like, what artists, you know, bring inspiration to your work?
Oh my gosh, so many things. And I think music is, you know, I can name a bunch of artists, but it's even more than that. I mean, it's any time I get to be creative or see something creative, I'm inspired. But my last record, my sophomore album, was based off of Heartbreak. And so the writing style is really like Adele, Sam Smith, you know, Beyonce, Lemonade. It's like you're telling your side of the story. And whether I was right or wrong in the relationship is irrelevant because it's my side of the story,
right.
You know? So I'm going to tell it. But my new record, I actually was inspired by Dua Lipa. She did a Rolling Stone interview for her Future Nostalgia. And she said she was writing this about a person that didn't exist. And when she finished the record, that person manifested. And I thought that was so cool because a lot of times they expect artists to be in these trenches. You know, they want us to feel the pain that we're writing. And while that makes good art, it is so torturous. And I didn't want to write any more sad songs, you know?
Oh, I'm an author, so I definitely get it.
Yeah, they want you to just, sheesh. Which, you know, there's some great songs out there, right, of people who are just in it. But for this next record, I didn't want to be in it, and I loved the idea of writing about something you wish would happen and how to put yourself in that mindset, right? Because if I'm in the studio and I'm singing about something that's not happening, how do I make that feeling go across? And so, yeah, this new record, it's called Come and Find Me, and it's just about this joyous, vibrational, uncanny spirit. Like, I'm a loud, bold Aries who, like, loves freely, and just getting to transmute that was really cool, and I was inspired, you know, by so many people. I think, I mean, Amber Marks, the way that she makes R&B songs is incredible.
Right.
NAO, I love her voice and how she writes a hook. Chelsea Cutler for just her pop beats. There's so many people. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like you draw from a lot.
Oh, so much. I have a music degree, right? So there's some opera that still inspires me.
Okay, they go to opera again, popping up.
Thank you.
Love it. Now, I know you're busy, but in your spare time, do you like to cook at all?
I have to cook. I have so many allergies, it drives me crazy. I'm gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free.
Wow, how do you live?
I think about the days when I used to eat two Big Macs for $5. And I was so tired today, and I had to cook, and I was literally just like, I made the most shittiest meal you'd ever did see because I couldn't deal. I'm like, I'm so tired, and I don't want to cook. It's a story. It's a story in everything. But I cook really well, so lucky for me.
That's good. Now, when you do find something that you're able to enjoy, what is it that's your go-to dish? What do you like to cook?
Surf and turf if I'm cooking.
Oh, okay.
Because I can, oh my gosh, yeah, well, I eat meat still, and I can do, like, I can make crunchy potatoes in the broiler.
Just like they were
oiled. I figured it things. I can still make fried chicken. I just do a dry rub with canola oil. I can still make jambalaya. I just got to do it. You know, it's a little different.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, I'm still throwing down. I think people, I'm like, hey, this girl likes to eat.
Love that. We love our food here at Cooking with Positivity. So.
Yes. What's your favorite meal? Do you eat Southern?
Okay, so being that I cook so much and I experiment so much, it's hard to pick a go-to meal, but my boyfriend asked me the other day, you know, if I wanted to have one last meal ever, what would it be? And I said,
what a question.
Yeah. Well, we have weird conversations.
No,
like
I'm
that.
Like trying to think of things. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my last one.
Yes, it would be oxtails, with rice and beans, baked mac and cheese, fried cabbage, and fried chicken.
Oh my gosh, my mom makes the best baked mac and cheese. Let me tell you something. I will negate all my allergies.
And I say the same thing about my mom. I make my rendition of it, but my mom's mac and cheese is
top tier.
Yes, and she just recently changed the recipe. But that's a conversation for another day. We
oh, Lord. Yeah. I always joke that my mom always put, like, love in it, and since I didn't believe in romantic love at the time, I just could not, I couldn't do it. I was like, there's no love in mine.
But you know the secret, it doesn't have to be romantic love. It just has to be love of what you're cooking, love of what you're doing.
Yeah, I think learning how to make it your own instead of trying to do what the others do, it has made me find joy in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have the lemon pepper chicken recipe for my great-grandma, but it's never going to be her. It's never going to be her.
No.
You know? And so, like, figuring out, like, using her, the ingredients is, but, like, choosing what the measurements for my own soul has been really fun.
And that's awesome. That's the best way to describe cooking. It's like finding your soul in it. And I love that. Now, we like to play games here at Cook on Positivity. And since you're an artist, one of our favorite games is the song association game.
Okay.
Now, we do a little twist here for artists. I will give you three words, and we would like you to come up with a song on the spot with those three words included.
Okay.
Do you think you can do that?
I can do my best. That's what
I think. All right. All right. That's all we asked for. All right. So your three words are purple, peace, and food.
Oh, Lord. Can I have a swear? Let me think of some stuff.
Go for it.
Purple peace food. I just start singing?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Purple, peace, and food.
Yes.
Can I get some examples? No. Okay, give me 2 seconds. Let me think. Friday night, got my purple dress on. Gonna play this song while I cook a little food. Got these niggas that's been rude. I just need a little peace so I can go back to the streets.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, that was good. Look.
You thought
it was gonna be bad. Look.
Woo!
And you killed it. You killed it.
I'm sweating, like, thank God they can't see me.
It was only three words and you did awesome. Thank you for playing. Now can you tell everybody where they can find your music, what you're working on now, what's your socials, all of that fun stuff.
I'm doing so much. There's so many ways to connect with me. Instagram would be the best, so just typing in Yo Kingsley Music. But there's so many ways to connect with me. I have tons of merch. It's all print on demand. I host meditations. I host, if you're a musician, like a songwriter, I host retreats and masterclasses. So I would love to just work and connect and collaborate. I tour. I tour a lot, so I might be in your city. So definitely just start with Instagram. Because if you do like you're supposed to, which is click on the link in bio, you can find everything.
Well, you've heard it here, guys. Make sure you go to Kingsley's Instagram so you can find out if she's going to be in your city soon. And thank you for joining us, Kingsley. This was amazing.
Thank you. That's a great question.
You are part of the CWT family now. So when you have something going on you want to promote, make sure you come back.
Okay, I will.
And even if you're not promoting anything, we still want you to come back. You're a part of the family.
Yes, no, this is great. Thanks for the song thing. I'm going to write that down, though.
Glad we could be of some inspiration. We'll be right back.
Are you an artist looking for promotion? Say you have a new single, new album, or you're promoting your tour. Come promote with us here at Cooking with Positivity. We would love to help you shine. Send us your track and we'll do the rest. Game night is back
in a major way. Have you ever wanted to be a part of the CWP game night, but you don't live in Virginia? Well, I have some good news. CWP presents Game Night, the game show. And you can be a contestant on this game show no matter where you are in the world. We're going to play our fun staple games here from Cooking with Positivity, from Name That Recipe to Where in the Food to our Song Association game and so much more. So make sure you contact us and let us know you want to be a contestant on the CWP Game Night Game Show. It's going to be so much fun. Come play with us.
Promos, promos, promos here at Cooking with Positivity. Author promos. You provide the book for us to read for our book club. We interview you and create a promo for your book. Business promos. Original created promo accompanied with video that will run on 3 episodes and shared on all social media platforms and podcast stations. Artist promo. Original creative social media video, promo for podcast, interview, highlight on Friday night, shine, and Freestyle Friday.
CWP Writers Society. That is right. I'm calling all my poets, all my artists, all my writers. If you have a piece of work that you would like to share with the CWP family, hit us up right here and we will play your writing work, whether it be lyrics to a song, whether it be a poem, whether it be a scene or monologue, you want to show you got acting skills and script skills, hit us up right here. And we will air it out. And I'm going to kick us.
Are you thinking about buying a promotion, but $100 is just too much? Then our PRP package is perfect for you. With promotion for half of the month, you can get the same great promotional options as our VIP package for just $50. That's right, $50. And you'll get a social media post to accompany your run, as well as a run right here on Cooking with Positivity and a post on all of our social media platforms for half the month, and of course your interview. So buy your PRP package today. Welcome back, guys. I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. Be sure to share, tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. Make sure you check out Kingsley's music. It can be heard on Spotify, Apple, wherever you enjoy music. And until next time, I hope everybody has a great and positive rest of your day and great and positive rest of your week.